The words of the lesson of today's Mass are, "The God of thy father shall be thy helper, and the Almighty shall bless thee with the blessings of heaven from above. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." Children, today is the real Columbus Day, because it was on October the 12th, 1492, when Christopher Columbus, as the first European explorer, reached land to the west. There are some historical facts in this voyage you should know. First of all, that America was discovered was the result of the failed crusade. The Muslims had conquered Constantinople, but because of the bickering of the European states, the plea of the Pope for a crusade did not work out. Since the Muslims were now in control of the East, all the riches, mainly the spices of India, were now blocked. So Europe had to search another route, go to East by the way of the West, as they said. Christopher Columbus was followed by many other European explorers, one of the most remarkable of whom was an Italian named Amerigo Vespucci. At the invitation of King Manuel of Portugal, Vespucci participated as observer in several voyages that explored the east coast of South America, and he wrote many letters of these voyages. It was from these letters that the European public learned about the newly discovered continents of the Americas for the first time. The existence of America became generally known throughout Europe within a few years of the publication of Vespucci's letters. And in 1507, a German mapmaker named Martin Waldseemüller published a work where he gave the name of America to the New World in honor of Amerigo Vespucci. He argued that since the three continents then known, Europe, Asia, and Africa, had names of women, it was proper to give the newly discovered continent also the name of a woman, taking it from the baptismal name of the discoverer of the new continent, Vespucci. But as you may know, children, the grown-ups have a funny way of bickering amongst themselves. So these letters which Vespucci wrote of his travels caused controversy after his death, especially among the supporters of Columbus, who believed that their hero's priority in the discovery of America was being undermined. And these bickering people seriously damaged Vespucci's good name. Many attempts were made to rename this new world Columbia, but all such efforts failed. The name America spread throughout Europe and quickly established itself through sheer force of usage. The work of Waldseemüller was dubbed as the baptismal certificate of the new world, but Amerigo Vespucci himself had nothing to do with the so-called baptism. He clearly never tried to have the new world named after him or to belittle his friend Columbus. In fact, there exists an affectionate correspondence between the two great navigators, Columbus and Vespucci. Therefore, we know that the name America comes from the feminine version of Amerigo Vespucci's first name. He received that name from his grandfather. But who was the saint after whom Amerigo Vespucci was baptized? As you children are getting ready for our annual All Saints party, you should get in use to know your saints' names. In the case of America or Amerigo, it comes from an old Gothic name, Amalric. In all its forms found in Europe, the meaning of that name was work, and it might be freely translated as master workman. Old German forms of the name were Amalric or Emerich. The Spanish form was Almerigo. In England it was Almeric or Merica. and it appears in feminine forms in Amelia and Emily. And the saint who bears this name in our calendar of saints is Saint Emeric of Hungary. Saint Emeric, or Sanctus Americus in Latin, was the son of King Saint Stephen the First of Hungary, and he was the only one of Saint Stephen's sons who reached adulthood. Saint Emeric was meant to be the next king of Hungary after his father, but it never came to be. On September the 2nd, 1031, at the age of 24, Emeric was killed by a boar while he was hunting. Several miraculous healings and conversions happened at his grave, so in the year 1083, Emeric was canonized for his pious life and purity, along with his own father, Saint Stephen of Hungary, by Pope Gregory VII. Saint Emeric has always been held high esteem by Hungarians. 250 miles north from here lies the city of Cleveland. In 1904, the Hungarian immigrants living in Cleveland got their own church and named it after Saint Emeric. Saint Emeric also appears in the painting in the main altar of a Mensola chapel near Florence, the town where Amerigo Vespucci was from, so his name certainly was known among the Florentians. Dear children, one of the chief motives of Columbus finding America was to bring Catholic faith with him. He and his men had to sail for a long time without seeing any land. When the men on October the 12th, 1492, finally spotted land, they prayed, "Thanks be to God," as the tiny speck on the horizon grew steadily bigger. Columbus went ashore, knelt in the damp sand, and thanked God for the safe arrival, claimed the land for Catholic Spain, and christened the island San Salvador, Holy Savior. Though first, Columbus was not the only explorer, and it was his friend Amerigo Vespucci who held the honor of giving his own name to the new continent. But even his name was not really his own, but that of Saint Emeric, son of another saint, known in Latin as Sanctus Americus, after being canonized for his pious life and purity by the Pope. If you remember, the name Emeric or America means master workman, and today, when we have the Mass of the master workman and protector of workers, Saint Joseph, remember, children, that your home country has never been meant of being the place of idleness, blasphemy, or impurity. In your lives, remember not just to believe, but also to live a life of a good Catholic. And in the end, I'll read you the words of Saint Stephen to his dear son, Saint Emeric. "Finally, be strong, lest prosperity lifts you up too much or adversity casts you down. Be humble in this life, that God may raise you up in the next. Be truly moderate, and do not punish or condemn anyone immoderately. Be gentle, so that you may never oppose justice. Be honorable, so that you never voluntarily bring disgrace upon anyone. And be chaste, so that you may avoid all the foulness, like the pangs of death." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.